Now, there's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin right here in St. Louis with a guy accused of attacking somebody at gunpoint, having his gun taken away, and then later on coming back for the gun. This just happened this morning at a bus stop in West Florissant. The suspect, a guy identified as Lester White, walked up to the victim from behind, put him in a headlock, placed a gun at his back. The victim somehow grabbed the gun and began struggling with Lester. Witnesses at the bus stop helped the victim wrestle the gun away and subdue Lester, who was able to break free and run away. The victim went to a nearby clinic, spoke to a security officer there. They called the cops. The cops came. They recovered the gun. While the victim was talking to the security officer, Lester walked up and said, "Can I have my gun back?"
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you talk to these nice officers first? He's now charged with first-degree attempted robbery, third-degree assault, armed criminal action. Now, a story from before Hurricane Sandy hit New York. Last Friday, an attorney named Maggie Balmer locked herself out of her apartment, realized that she had given her keys to a friend earlier in the evening before spending a few hours drinking and partying. So here she is outside her apartment building trying to get in. She rings the buzzer on the outside of everybody's apartment so that somebody would let her in, and she does get in, but then she realizes that to get into her apartment, she would have to go through the building's garden, and to get into the garden, she'd have to get to the basement, which she couldn't get to from the lobby because there's a locked door there, too. So Maggie said, "I know. The garbage chute goes to the basement. I'll go in there." She dove in head first. Stopped by the motion-triggered trash compactor, which almost sliced one of her arms completely off. She screamed in pain until somebody called 911. Firefighters had to shut the building's power off and give her morphine to numb the pain. She was trapped in there for another hour before they could finally get her out. She says, "You know what? From now on, I'm giving a neighbor a spare key." Good idea. In New Mexico, a 10-year-old boy was tasered by a police officer after he refused to clean the cop's car. The boy was playing on a playground with a group of friends. An officer was at the school for career day and asked the boys, "Who wants to clean my patrol car?" Several of the boys volunteered. The victim said, "I don't want to do that." So the officer told the boy, "Let me show you what happens to people who don't listen to the police." And then he tasered the boy. That's 50,000 volts of electricity. This boy doesn't even weigh 100 pounds. The kid blacked out. When he came to, instead of calling for emergency medical assistance, the cop took the boy to the principal's office and said, "This guy wasn't listening to me. Wow. You should discipline him." The boy has scars resembling cigarette burns, has been suffering PTSD ever since, can't really get a good night's sleep. The incident occurred back in May, but now the officer, Chris Webb, and the New Mexico Department of Public Safety are being sued by the boy's guardian. Higgins is seeking... The guardian is seeking punitive damages and charges against the cop and wants him off the job. Tasering a 10-year-old boy for no reason. Now we go to Sweden, which is breaking records in trash. Sweden has a program of generating energy from garbage, and it's wildly successful. The problem is they don't have enough trash. Only 4% of their garbage ends up in a landfill because they're so efficient about converting waste to renewable energy. Why don't we have this in this country?
Oh, my God. No kidding.
Really?
Sweden is now importing trash from Norway, Bulgaria, Romania, and Italy. 800,000 tons of trash are going into Sweden every year.
Wow.
Which they then turn into a highly efficient and environmentally degrading system. And we finish in Poland, in the town of Bialybor, where a guy was riding his bicycle so fast that he went past the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. He was going more than 30 miles an hour on his bicycle. Traffic cops took off after him, but by the time they caught up with him, he had removed all of his clothes and was wearing nothing but his underwear on his head. They gave him two tickets, one for speeding, one for indecent exposure. He has to pay a fine of 200 euros. He says, "These allegations of nudity are completely wrong. I was not nude. I was wearing a thong."
Oh.
And the officer said, "On your head!" Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.